1 Corinthians chapter 3. We all need to walk in increase. And it is the will of God to increase. There's a couple things he asks us to decrease in, but there are things he asks us to increase. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 6, Paul writes his letter to the church of Corinth. He's always got wonderful things to say because he hears from the Spirit. Amen. Says, I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the what?
Amen.
So who's the one that does the increase?
God.
He's the only one.
Amen.
Now there is a place in the Bible where it says man can bless himself, but it's not the blessing from the Lord.
Amen.
And there's a difference. Amen. There's a lot of people work real hard and get a lot of things, and they bless themselves.
Amen.
But when God blesses you, it's a different thing. So we see here that one plant, I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So then, neither he who plants is anything, nor he who waters, but God who gives the increase, because all glory goes to the Lord. But you got to understand something. There's two things that have to happen. There must be planting and there must be watering before God can give the increase. Because we're co-laboring with God. In fact, that's one of the representations of grace, isn't it? Okay, it says, now, he who plants and he who waters are one. Is everybody with me? Verse 8. And each one will receive his own reward according to his own labor. So what you're planting, what you're watering, God's going to give the increase according to your labor or what you're doing. Is everybody with me? Okay. And verse 9. For we are God's fellow workers, you are God's field, you are God's building. According to the grace of God, which was given to me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation and another builds on it. But let each one take heed how he builds on it. So it's very important. You know, there's a lot of people out there doing a lot of stuff, doing a lot of sowing and all kinds of things, but unless it is directed by God, there's not going to be a full enough harvest for it. Does everybody understand? It says, for no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is who? Jesus Christ. Now, if anyone builds on this foundation with what? Gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, and straw, each one's work will become clear, for the day will declare it, because it will be revealed by fire, and the fire will test each one's work of what sort it is. If anyone's work which he has built on endures, he will receive a what?
Reward.
So you got to understand something. That means continue, doesn't it? So even though that you and I are sowing in certain areas and whatever, and God is allowing us to do this, two things that we always must realize, that once it's planted, it must be watered, then it must be continued. Does everybody understand that? All right? And who gives the increase?
God.
Amen. The Lord gives the increase. Go to Isaiah 55. We want supernatural increase. And there are certain guidelines that we have to get supernatural increase. First thing we must know is it's available for us. You know, there are people sowing and just going, okay, well then, you know, I'm going to get it and that's that. And you know what's going to happen? It's not going to get because it's not watered. Oh, hallelujah. In Isaiah 55 and in verse 8. Would you read it with me, please? Is everybody there? For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than yours, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Now, that means he's got a direction for us and how to get this increase. So it's not going to go by what you think is the increase. It's not going to always be what you're expecting. In fact, sometimes the increase is going to be in some whole other area than what you're expecting. And how to water it is going to be in a whole different way than what you're expecting. That's why he says, your ways and your thoughts are not mine. Amen. Verse 10. For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven, and do not return there, but what? Water the earth, and make it bring forth a bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So we know that God is supplying a place for the seed to be sown so that it can bud and bring you more seed. That's multiplying, isn't it? That's increase, isn't it? It only takes one good seed in the right soil to produce a bud that gives you more seed. Amen? Go on. So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. That's the seed, isn't it? God is desiring me and you to prosper. He wants supernatural increase for me and you. The one thing is we got to walk in the supernatural. We got to walk in the Spirit for it to be manifested. Walking in the Spirit means it's not going to be the way you think. It's not going to be the way you feel. It's not going to be the things that you're accustomed to. It's going to be things that are supernatural. When God says, do this, you do it. And you may not even understand it. But it better be God that tells you. If it's not, there won't be increase. Does everybody understand that? If it is, there will be. Amen? Hallelujah. So one of the things that the Lord does with us in the watering of the earth, which represents good soil and prosper, He directs us. In other words, He gives us a seed and He positions us, doesn't He? So one of the things that's very important in increase in our life is to be positioned so that He can supply us with the seed and we can sow it where He wants us to sow it. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Go to Isaiah 61. Let's read this together starting at verse 1. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because He has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to console those who mourn in Zion, and to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, and the garland of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that who may be glorified? He may be glorified. So we're going to be known as trees of righteousness because He's planting me and you so that He can be glorified. It's important that you and I increase in all things because God gets all the glory. That's the purpose of it. In verse 4, and they shall rebuild the old ruins. Is everybody with me? They shall raise up the former desolations. They shall repair the ruined cities, the desolations of many generations. It sounds like God is repairing me and you, isn't it? Strangers shall stand and feed your flocks, and the sons of the foreigner shall be your plowmen and your vine dressers. But you shall be named the priests of the Lord. They shall call you the servants of our God. You shall eat the riches of the Gentiles, and in their glory you shall boast. Instead of your shame, you shall have double honor. And instead of confusion, they shall rejoice in your portion. Therefore, in their land, they shall possess double. Everlasting joy shall be theirs. Now listen, that means there's a double increase available for me and you. And it all starts on this. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He's talking about by being in the Spirit, you'll have the direction and the counsel, the correction on what to do with the seed, where to plant it, how to plant it, how to water it. Does everybody understand that? It all starts by the anointing of the Lord, because the one thing that God does is He supplies the seed and then He anoints it. Without the anointing and the blessing of the Lord on the seed, it will not give a double increase. Okay, let's go further. Is everybody there? Verse 8. For I, the Lord, love justice. I hate robbery for burnt offering. I will direct their work in truth and will make with them an everlasting covenant. So we got to understand this double increase is a covenant with God. Their descendants shall be known among the Gentiles, and their offspring among the people. All who see them shall acknowledge them, that they are the prosperity whom the Lord has blessed. This is for me and you. Every one of us. But you know what brings blessing is God's presence, doesn't it? So you got to understand that without the presence and the blessing of the Lord, there's not a blessing. So we want to get the seed that God gives us, because he's always going to increase his own seed, isn't he? He's not going to increase a corruptible seed, is he? That's why he removed Adam and Eve out of the garden. Hello? He wouldn't let them eat of the tree of life anymore. I said, okay, that's it. Everybody out of the pool. Okay? Praise God. Let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 8. Oh, hallelujah. Looking at verse 8. Okay. Start at verse 8. Is everybody there? Let's read it. I speak not by commandment, but I am testing the sincerity of your love by the diligence of others. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that you through his poverty might become rich. Wow. So God desires me and you to be rich, doesn't he? Now, not just rich financially, but rich in wisdom and knowledge and understanding, rich in the Spirit of God. Amen. And in this I give what? Advice. It is to your what? Advantage. Not only to be doing what you began and were desiring to do a year ago, but now you also must complete the doing of it, that as there was a readiness to desire it, so there also may be a completion out of what you have. So what is he saying? Listen, you want this increase, you better complete some of the things that God has asked you to do already. Amen? Now I know what he's talking about giving here, isn't he? Let's go to verse 12. For if there is first a what? Willing mind, it is accepted according to what one has, and not according to what he does not have. The whole thing is so you and I are judged by God according to what we have. Depending on what we do with it determines what kind of increase he's going to give us. Amen? Go on. For I do not mean that others should be eased and you burdened, but by equality, that now at this time your abundance may supply their lack, that their abundance also may supply your lack, that there may be equality. Now listen, the whole purpose of this is so that we can be equal in the body of Christ. God wants us all to prosper. So that as one is coming up and lacking, you and I who have abundance are able to give to those and support those who are lacking. Does everybody understand that? So that the body of Christ is equal in abundance. So that the whole body of Christ will prosper and bring glory to the Lord. In fact, that's how they did it in the time of Paul. They put their stuff together. People sold homes and lands and everything else and put it together. So that they could help feed those that were in need and so forth. So that God would be glorified. Because God was going to begin to use man to feed his people. He was using man. He was going to work through man. He was going to show the rest of the world that his body was going to rescue this world through him. Amen? Amen. So the whole thing is that God wanted all of his children to prosper. But you got to understand something. Depending on the individual or the children that were obeying and so forth, it depended where they were at. Amen? Okay. So everybody understand that God wants us all to prosper. Amen? He wants us all to have increase, supernatural increase. But we all must gain our own reward. So everybody got it? That doesn't mean that you're going to give something to someone that's not using the seed right. Because the seed must come from God, not from you. Now, if the Lord says, give the seed, it's from God, isn't it? And if he says, plant it in my soil, it says, two touch and agree shall come to... So if you get the seed from God and plant it in his soil, you know you're going to get an increase, aren't you? Always. And there'll be a double increase. It's just a matter of time when it comes. But the thing is you got to constantly water it so it won't be stolen. In fact, the Bible says the devil comes and steals the what?
Seed.
Seed. Hallelujah. Okay. Well, one of the things that must be done here is what we just shared was what we first started must be completed. Amen? The second thing is we must have a willing mind. We must have a willing mind. Yes, this is what I want to do. Well, you know, your mind is connected to your heart. Hallelujah. So, to do this, we must, first of all, do something very important. That's deny ourselves. We must deny ourselves. Amen? Go to Matthew 16. You know, some of us have been waiting on that increase. It's coming. It's coming. That's if you're doing the right thing. But if you're not getting the seed from God and planting it in the soil from God, the increase will not come. Hallelujah. Matthew 16 and 23. And Jesus said to Peter, he said, what? Get behind me, Satan. You are an offense to me, for you are not mindful of the things of God, but the things of man. When you and I become mindful of the things of man, it's not. That means that we are not denying ourselves. When our agenda comes before the things of God, we're not denying ourselves. We're actually denying him. And what happens is, we lose the seed that God gave us to plant. And we don't get the increase. In fact, the seed gets stolen, doesn't it? Remember, it's the devil's job to steal the seed, isn't it? That's his job. And he does it very well. To steal the seed. And what we want to do is prevent him from stealing the seed. That is by being obedient to God and not being mindful of the things of man. Being mindful of the things of man is my way. What I think should be done. My desire, my needs, reasoning, all kinds of things. That's being mindful of man. And the Lord says, get behind me. Get behind me. Because I'm the one who's giving you the seed. I'm telling you where to plant it in good soil. But you keep allowing the devil to steal that seed and put it in another place. And then we wonder why we don't get the increase. Amen? Okay. Oh. Hallelujah. In verse 24. Then Jesus said to his disciples, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Hallelujah. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. Has everybody got it? That's important. Our agenda, our ways must get out of the way so that the anointed seed from God can get planted in his soil. But the one thing the devil wants to do is steal that seed. Now, all of these things can be done in laboring. Now, we know that we labor under the Lord. We had a teaching called laboring under the Lord. Right? Now, we know that we labor under the Lord. But you know what? If God supplies the job, you're the seed. Hello?
Amen.
If you're laboring unto the Lord, you're going to get the increase. The problem is that the devil likes to get you out before the increase can manifest, and you've just lost the increase. Because the devil is the stealer of the seed. Remember, we talked just a few minutes ago about positioning is the most important thing, isn't it? How many times has God pushed us out of position in places when things weren't going the way we thought? But you know what? He's the one that put us there. and then we want to run because of our emotion, because of certain things. But let me tell you something. When God makes a way of escape, it's time to go. Amen? It's time to go. So let me tell you something. You got to understand who He is. He's the Father of all. He's the one that wants to multiply and bless me and you in every area of our life. He is the one who's going to supply the seed, and He's going to supply the soil, and He's going to supply the increase. Two things He's asking me and you to do, to water it and to plant it. That means that we got to labor it, right? And then according to what we do, we will get the increase according to what He sees fit as the increase is needed. Sometimes it's in a job. Sometimes it's in prayer. Sometimes it's in healing. Sometimes it's in finances. Whatever it may be, wisdom, knowledge, you know, there's something greater than finances and all the other stuff, and that's His presence.
Amen.
Because when you have His presence, you have everything. Oh, hallelujah. Okay. So we must deny ourselves and become mindful of the things that pertain to God, not the things pertaining to self. Amen? In Luke 6, hallelujah, Luke chapter 6, man, you're all quiet tonight. Is everybody all right? Are you all thinking about those seeds? Man, what did I do with that seed? Man, I knew I should have stayed there. I was supposed to. Yes, yes, you got pushed out of position. Luke chapter 6. Glory to God. In verse 38, what does it say?
Give,
and it will be given to you what? Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, will be put into your bosom. For with the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you. So that's like sowing and reaping, isn't it? So it says give, and it will be given back to you. So whatever you're, now you got to understand something. Whatever you're laboring, whatever you're doing, whatever you're sowing, whatever you're watering, you're going to return from it, aren't you? Now if you're watering a corruptible seed, you know what you're going to return? Amen. So it's for good and bad, isn't it? So if you're watering corruptible seed, you're going to reap a corruptible harvest, aren't you? Amen? Go to Nehemiah, verse 12. Oh, we want the increase, supernatural increase. That's why the Spirit of the Lord is upon us, so that we can get a supernatural increase. Hallelujah and hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Nehemiah chapter 12. Nehemiah chapter 12 and verse 44. Would you all read it with me? Is everybody there? And at the same time, some were appointed over the rooms of the storehouse for the offerings, the first fruits, and the tithes, to gather into them from the fields of the cities the portion specified by the law of the priests and the Levites. For Judah rejoiced over the priests and the Levites who ministered. So we see there was three types of things. There was offerings, first fruits, and what? Tithes. Offerings, first fruits, and tithes. You got to understand something. Sometimes this is the way we water seeds, is by continually giving. In other words, you're making an offering. Offering is a special offering at any time. It's not a tithe. Tithe means 10% of your gross. An offering is something given at any time. First fruits is something of, like, in the Old Testament when they used to have the firstborn of their flocks, they would give up to the Lord. They would give up their first harvest of grain or first harvest of vegetables to the Lord, because they knew that the increase was going to be there. In fact, sometimes we give up our whole first check to God. That's a first fruit, isn't it? Amen? So I want to explain these certain ways that you and I can water the seeds. One of the things that we want to do is the first fruit is a real important seed, isn't it? Because it can be sometimes the largest seed unless God tells you to give a large offering. But when you and I get a first fruit of something, in other words, the Bible tells us about, and we'll go there, go to Proverbs 3. You know, when my wife and I, when the Lord shared with us to start True Ministries, the purpose of starting True Ministries was to put money in an account so we could give it out and so we could have record of it. And so that the ministry was dedicated to the Lord and it was God supplying us a seed to put in His soil to give out. Does everybody understand that? And that's what the main purpose of it was, because we didn't know what God wanted us to do yet. So when True Ministries originally started, it just started as my wife and I putting our paychecks in there and giving it to God. And I used to have a company called By Faith Brokers. And it was a brokering company. And there were certain products that we used to manufacture and so forth. And one day the Lord shared with me, I want you to turn that over to True Ministries. I said, all right. And I turned the whole thing over, canceled it, and ran everything, all the paperwork, and gave it to True Ministries so that everything that that company would make would go right to the ministry. I didn't touch it. And whatever the Lord said to use that money to go wherever, it went. And let me tell you something. We began to increase rapidly. Finances, favor, all kinds of things were beginning to happen. We were beginning to see our relatives get saved, certain people come to the, you know, whatever, prayers being answered. You know why? We were giving to God. Remember what the Lord said to the rich man who said he was doing all of those things. He said, well, sell everything you have. Because he knew there was something that was still holding him. You know why? Because the man was still relying on him and not God. He was relying on his own works. He was blessing himself. Yes, he was tithing, right? But the one thing that was holding him back was his wealth from really following. The Lord said, sell it all and come on and follow me. And he said, no way. Because he really wasn't trusting God. But a few minutes prior to that, he was boasting that he was doing all the right things. But God knew his heart, didn't he? He knew his heart. In Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 9. Is everybody there?
Hallelujah.
Let's read it. It says what? Honor the Lord with your possessions and with the first fruits of all of your increase, so your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will overflow with new wine. Do you understand that? See, walking in the supernatural takes denying yourself. You know, I'll never forget, I share this story over and over. When the Lord shared with me to give this ministry a $1,000 check, I thought, whoa, that's about going to wipe us out, Lord. And when the Lord shared with me that this man was going to be at a luncheon, and I brought the check with me, I didn't sign it or anything yet. You know, I didn't see him, and then he showed up. When I wrote the man the check on a Friday, that Monday, $4,700 came back to me. Because I took the seed of God, stepped out in faith. Now, wait a minute. Faith wasn't an assumption, was it? I was told by the Lord where to put it. Do you understand? And when he told me what to do with it, I knew in my spirit that he was trying to get me a blessing. He was trying to get more to me. Amen? And he did. He showed it right away. Now, he could have showed it in other ways, couldn't he? Wisdom, knowledge, understanding, whatever it may be. Visitation, I don't know. Sod, Ken Long, I don't know, you know. But whatever it was going, there was going to be an increase. I was expecting it. I was looking for it. And I was going to continue to water it no matter what. Amen? So we want to give God our what? Honor Him. See, we honor the Lord with our possessions. Remember something. The Bible says that your life and my life is not ours. That's why it says, present to him your body as a living sacrifice. That's an offering, isn't it? You are offering yourself because it's for your what? Reasonable service. If you can't present yourself, there's no way you're going to present anything else. Amen? If you can't learn to present yourself and really make the commitment of presenting yourself, how are you going to present anything else? It won't be an offering, will it? Amen? Okay. Is everybody all right?
Amen.
Praise God. Let's go to... Hallelujah. Let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 9. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians chapter 9. We want the increase. We want a double increase. Glory to God. You know, one of the things is, even when the ministry needs money, and I know I've got to sow, I have to go to the Lord. Where do you want me to put it? What do you want me to do with it? Lord, we need more money. We need to do this. What do you want me to do with it? How do you want me to, whatever? And you got to understand, because you sow in God's soil here, what we do with that seed, we all reap. Does everybody understand that? The thing is depending where you are in position, you'll get the reaping or you'll miss it. Hello? I didn't get too much hello on that. They're like, no way, I don't want to accept that. Well, that's just too bad. That's just too bad, man. If you're in position, you get it. If you're out of position, you miss it. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6. Come on, read it with me. But this I say, who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. And he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. So let each one give as he purposes in his heart, not grudgingly or out of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. Wow, so we need to be cheerful when we give. You know, there's a lot of people investing in stock markets and everything else. The greatest stock market that you and I can invest in is in the kingdom of God. The kingdom is the greatest investment you and I can make. I mean, you know how many people are losing money in the stock market? Many. They're still in the hope that the stock market is going to bring them through. Our hope is not in the stock market nor in finances. It's in Christ Jesus. That's where our hope is there. And this is where people, you got to remember something. We just talked about mindful of the ways of man. When your hope is in anything else, if your hope is in your job, you're in trouble. If your hope is in your savings account, you're in trouble. Your hope must be in the Lord because he is our provider, isn't he? And that's what continues to water this seed too. Because the devil's always going to try and bring something else across your path. You know how many quick scheme things there are? You know, when I first got in the kingdom of God, man, I heard of all kinds of stuff. Now, I just came out of a gazillion quick scheme things, you know. I mean, I was Mr. Quick Scheme himself. And so all of a sudden, all these people were approaching me, man, you know, we need to make money for the body of Christ. How about doing this? How about doing that? The Holy Spirit said, man, they're still having the mind. They use the excuse that they want to expand the kingdom, but they're still mindful of the ways of man instead of the ways of God. When I hear people come up with that, man, my spirit just goes, get away. Get away. You wanna get money for God? Sow. Sow. And it will come to you. Sow. You won't have to go chase it. It will come to you. God will open the door. It will be like walking down a stair. And as you get to the door, it opens up by itself. And you go through it. You don't have to push no doors. You don't have to con. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to beg, borrow, or steal either. He supplies the seed. He supplies it. He supplies the soil. He supplies the increase. But you got to stay in position. Amen? Got a couple more amens on that one. Praise God, we're getting there. Hallelujah. In verse 8. So we want to be cheerful givers, don't we?
Amen.
So when the Lord says, give it up, you're going to give it up, right?
Amen.
Amen. Believe me, I had to be a cheerful giver this last week. Ooh, did I have to be a cheerful giver. Hallelujah. But I know my daddy shares with me the seed to plant in good soil, and I know there's an increase coming.
Amen.
I'm not fretting. Praise God. I don't have to beg. He'll send it right to me. I know it. Do you understand? I know it. I don't have to assume it. I don't have to worry about it. I know it. He's proven himself too many times. I know it. And when he sends it somehow, you know, you've prayed, you've asked the Lord, you know, Lord, I just don't know, whatever, this, that, whatever, and all of a sudden, something comes. Well, first of all, you better make sure it's God. Amen? You better make sure it's God. Because if it's not of God, it always causes a stumbling block. Hello? But it's of God, there's always an increase, isn't there? Something happens. Whether you're looking for a specific doctor, whether just like Randall ran into that and found that medication, you know what I'm saying? And he feels better. Do you understand? If it's God, there's going to be a good fruit manifested. Amen? If it's not, it isn't. God doesn't bear bad fruit. He bears good fruit. And he supplies good seed to get good fruit. So it produces more seed. And then we can get more fruit. We can be real fruity. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Okay, let's go on. Where are we at? Verse 9, 8. And God is able to what? Make all grace abound toward you, that you always having all sufficiency in all things may have an abundance for every good work. As it is written, he has dispersed abroad, he has given to the poor, his righteousness endures forever. Now may he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for the food supply and multiply the seed you have sown and increase the fruits of your righteousness, while you are enriched in everything for all liberally, which causes thanksgiving through us to God. Wow. That's a powerful scripture, man. If we can grab hold of it. He supplies the seed, multiplies the seed, and supplies the increase. Hallelujah. That's all we have to do is get in position. Amen. Oh, to God be the glory. Turn to Exodus. Oh, and of course, be a cheerful giver, right?
Amen.
Be a cheerful, and be mindful of it. Not of the things of man, but of the things of... Don't worry about, oh man, I got to do this so I can do this. No, you do that first, and then he'll supply the way to do this. Amen? Exodus 25. Glory to God. Supernatural increase. I know we all want it. I know I want it. I know I need it.
Amen.
For his glory. For his glory. It's not for my own. It's for his glory. And whatever he chooses to bless me with, I'll enjoy it. But it's still for his glory. Amen? I mean, you know, look at King Solomon. Look at King David. Man, those guys were wadded. I mean, they were loaded, weren't they?
Amen.
Come on.
Amen.
And you know what King David did? He took all of his gold and silver, his own possessions, and gave it to the house of God. Because he wanted to build God's house. And look at the increase he got. I mean, he had favor from everywhere. I mean, people were giving him everything, man. He was a sower. But one of the things he did start sowing in the beginning as a child is he sowed in the spirit by worshiping the Lord. Amen? Oh, hallelujah. Exodus 25 and verse 1 and 2. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, what? Speak to the children of Israel that they bring me an offering. From everyone who gives willingly with his heart, you shall take my offering. So God didn't want someone's offering that wasn't willing from their heart, did they? Does everybody understand that? That's not a good seed, is it? So God can supply a seed to me and you, right? And it can be contaminated because we're not willing to give it with a good, pure heart. We're going, oh man, I got to give this much money. I got to tithe this week. I'm tired of this tithing. Lord, I need an increase. Hello, you're going to get an increase, all right.
Well,
hallelujah, you're going to get a good increase. Praise God. But I ain't going to be the increase you want. Now, what does he say? And this is the offering which you shall take from them: gold, silver, and bronze, blue, purple, and scarlet thread, fine linen, goat's hair, ram skins dyed red, badger skins, and acacia wood, oil for the light, and spices for the anointing oil, and for the sweet incense, ox stones, and stones to be set in the ephod, and in the breastplate. And let them make me a sanctuary that I may dwell among them. Glory to God. But first of all, there had to be an offering. Hello? Good. So we got to see this. We see a cheerful, willing heart. Amen? Cheerful giver. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Lord, I'm not cheerful. Make me cheerful. Thank you, Lord. Lord, make me cheerful. Hallelujah. Man, there's a lot of things I'd like to do for the kingdom of God. We all have that, don't we? But you know, God first tests us, doesn't he? If we're faithful with a little, he gives us what?
More.
But if we can't be faithful with the little things, he's not going to trust us with the bigger things. If you're not going to get a big seed unless you're faithful with the little seed. Amen? So we've got to learn, don't we? Remember, trust is what? Earned. And freedom is learned. So we got to learn how to do these things, don't we? And as things as God begins to show us in prosperity and show us favor in things, we become to get more encouraged, don't we? But you got to understand, the devil's always going to try and set a trap for me and you so that when God supplies that seed, we break it in half. Okay, Lord, you know I need this. You know I can't supply. I can't do this unless I take part of this seed. You just corrupted the seed. Won't work. You know why? Because now we've gone back to the mindful things of man. Amen? Hallelujah. Okay, where did I say go? Okay, next. I didn't say go anywhere today. Proverbs 11. Hallelujah. Proverbs 11. Hallelujah. In verse 25. Ooh, hold on. Verse 24. Everybody there? There is one who what? Scatters, yet increases more. And there is one who withholds more than is right. But it leads to poverty. Wow. Come on. The generous soul will be made rich, and he who waters will also be watered himself. Oh, yeah. Look at, come on, verse 26. It's getting good. The people will curse him who withholds grain, but blessing will be on the head of him who sells it. Praise God. So we see that we will be watered, won't we? God will actually assist us in watering the seed, won't he? As long as we're watering it, we're going to get watered too. And we all need a little watering. Proverbs 22. So in this watering process, we see that that's a representation of continuing. Does everybody understand that? Continuing. So we got to continue doing the right thing as a cheerful forgiver, or the mindful of things of God and so forth. We got to continue doing it and not losing hope. Don't give up. What did I say? Proverbs 22. Increase. In verse 9, it says what? He who has a generous eye will be blessed, for he gives of his bread to the poor. So when you have a generous eye, you'll be what?
Blessed.
Blessed. You know, when I first got saved, I had an allowance of $20 a week because I used to give away the money, you know. So my wife said, here, take $20, you know, because all of our money was going into the ministry. So I'd walk, you know, the Lord would say, you know, take so much money or whatever, and I'd see someone or whatever, and the Lord would just put on my heart to bless that person. Now, I didn't just do it to give it away. I did it because somebody was in need that the Lord put on my heart. And I've had people come up to me and say, man, I need this. And it'd be like, see you later. You know, because I knew what the reason for them wanting the money was. But then there were those who were in need. And as God was giving me this little seed to begin to play with, he started increasing the seed. And he started increasing the seed in the ministry. All of a sudden, money came from other places where we didn't even know. A lost tax return, and all kinds of things begin to manifest. It's like, whoa, praise God, you know. But you know what the whole thing is? That it had to be the seed from God, and the seed and the soil of God, and watered by God. That the way the increasing would come from God. So he supplies everything. Do you understand that when we look at that, you and I are supplying anything of this whole part, it allows the devil access to the seed to steal it. Does everybody understand that? In other words, yes, we're doing the planting and the watering, but who's actually causing us to do the planting and the watering? Who's bringing us to plant? Who's bringing us the water? Do you understand that? When you and I begin to get into that place, well, you know, it's me that's doing this. We just open the door for the devil to steal that seed. Amen? Oh, hallelujah. And Proverbs, or Isaiah 58. Start at verse 6. Would you read it with me? This is not the fast that I have chosen, to loose the bonds of the wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, and that you break every yoke. Is it not to share your bread with the hungry, and that you bring to your house the poor who are cast out? When you see the naked, that you cover him, and do not hide yourself from your own flesh. Then your light shall break forth like the morning, your healing shall bring forth light speedily, and your righteousness shall be before you. The glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Then you shall call, and the Lord will answer. You shall cry, and he will say, here I am. If you take away the yoke from your midst, and the pointing of the finger and speaking wickedness. If you extend your soul to the hungry and satisfy the afflicted soul, Then your light shall dawn in darkness, and your darkness shall be as the noonday. The Lord will guide you continually and satisfy your soul in drought, strengthen your bones. You shall be like a watered garden and like a spring water whose waters do not fail. Does everybody get it? Powerful. Your light will shine. Glory to God. Acts 20. Acts chapter 20. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, he's faithful. In verse 35, I have shown you in every way by laboring like this that you must support the weak. And remember the words of the Lord Jesus that he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. Ooh. But we also got to be willing to receive too, you know. I mean, it's more blessed to give, but we got to be willing to receive. A person who has a difficult time receiving is a person who has a difficult time giving. Hallelujah. Because that person does not understand the spiritual laws. Does everybody understand that? In other words, he's not walking in truth then. God is willing to give. Now, he's not going to, I mean, why would he give you a seed if you weren't willing to give? I mean, not willing to receive. It would be senseless to sow a seed that you weren't willing to receive back in multiplication. Amen? Hallelujah. So you and I must be in an expecting position. You know, every time when you and I sow, we got to be expecting. We got to thank him. Thank you, Lord, for this seed. But then we got to stay in position so that we can get it. Amen? No moving out of position. In Galatians 6. Hallelujah. In verse 7, is everybody there? Let's read it. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. Where a man sows, that he will also reap. So the Lord sees it all, doesn't he? So whatever we're going to sow, we are going to definitely reap. For he sows to his flesh, will the flesh reap corruption? Now that's the mindful things of men. Does everybody understand that? That's the mindful things of men. But he who sows to the Spirit, that's the will of God. Will of the Spirit reap everlasting life? He's going to get something, isn't he? And let us what? Not grow... Is anybody reading this with me? And let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. Now you better underline that. If we do not lose heart. That means get out of position. Is everybody there? One more verse, okay? Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially to those who are the household of faith. Wow. Especially those who are a household of faith. Why? Because God is trying to increase the body of Christ all over. Everywhere. He doesn't want any of his children lacking. Amen? Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 13. In verse 11. Is everybody there? Let's read it. When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. Childish things represent mindful things of man. Hello? Praise God. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I shall know just as I also am known. And now abide faith, hope, love. These three, but the greatest of these is love. So in other words, what good is it to give to the poor, right? Unless you have love. What good is it? So we got to have a what? Cheerful heart, don't we? And we got to do it in love. Amen? We're given because we're doing it to expand the kingdom of God. We're given not just to receive, we're giving because we love the Lord and we know it's His. In fact, you know what? When you and I get before the throne room of God, all the crowns that you will be rewarded with will be given to Him because they're His. Everything was created in Him, for Him, and through Him. It's all His. You know, you and I came in this world with nothing, we're going to leave with nothing.
Amen.
Hallelujah. In Matthew 6. Oh, yeah. Matthew chapter 6. Glory, hallelujah. In verse 3, would you read it with me? But when you do a charitable deed, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, that your charitable deed may be in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will Himself reward you openly. So don't boast about what you've done. Because you know what? It will disqualify that seed. So we got to be careful of that, don't we? In Malachi 3. No, I'm not going to ask for everybody's money after the teaching, so. It's for your prosperity. It's for the kingdom of God. At least not this week. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
In Malachi chapter 3, in verse 8, will a man rob God? Ooh, will he rob God? Yet you have robbed me, but you say, in what way have we robbed you? In tithes and in offerings. You are cursed with a curse. You have robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. And try me now in this, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you such blessing that there will not be room enough to receive it. Let me tell you something. When the Lord sent my little girl to me as a blessing that has overfilled my barn.
Hallelujah.
Overfilled my barn. Every day I see her and that, you know, no money could buy that. No money could buy that joy of that child. You understand what I'm saying? I mean, my barn, it's still overflowing, man, every day. When I hear her say daddy, it just blows my mind. It's overflowing constantly. Do you understand that, what I'm sharing about? You know, you don't know how God is going to do it. We don't know what's going to happen, but it's still overflowing. Hallelujah. Praise God. Proverbs 11.
Hallelujah.
Oh, we already went there. Proverbs 21, I'm sorry. Did you bring your eraser? Hey, that's pretty good. That's the only one I did so far. Proverbs 21. Don't grow weary. Verse 13. Would you read it with me? It says what?
Whoever shuts his ears to the cry of the poor will also cry himself and not be heard.
So it's important that we give according to the will and way of God. Amen? You know, it's the children, the innocent children that are getting hurt. They're the ones that are suffering. And they're, you know, this little ministry that helps support so many other ministries and things that are going overseas and so forth, the feed, clothing, shelter, and whatever, is important. And I believe God is blessing us because of what this little ministry gives. Not only opens up its doors and so forth, because He's the one who opened the door. This is all His. Every home here is His. Every one of us in here is His. Every seat that we're sitting on, every book that we're reading, and every pencil that we're using is His.
Amen?
Amen. Everything is His.
Amen.
You and I don't own anything.
Amen.
Even the children He gives us are not ours. They're His. But we're accountable to raise them according to His will and way.
Amen.
Covetousness. Thou shalt not covet. Is a big sin, isn't it? It's a big, big, big sin. No, all sin is sin, right? But it offends the Lord. Covetousness. It puts us out of position every time. Covetousness is a representation of the mindful things of man, isn't it? Amen? Oh, hallelujah. Okay. Proverbs 28 and verse 25. Let's read it. He who is of a proud heart stirs up strife, but he who trusts in the Lord will be prosperous. Wow, hallelujah. So we know that someone of a proud heart is going to be doing the things that are mindful of man, aren't they? In verse 26, he who trusts in his own heart is a fool, but whoever walks wisely will be delivered. 27, he who gives to the poor will not lack, but he who hides his eyes will have many curses.
Yow.
You know, we may look at a lot of people in the world and go, man, you know, the Bible tells us don't envy those who will prosper, because that's their reward. Our reward is in heaven, isn't it? There isn't anything, you know, it all ends up here. The day that you and I get before God is where it's all at. That's exactly where it's at. When you and I get before the Lord that day, you can be like, okay, what have you done with this life I've given you, and what have you done with the seeds? That's where it all tallies up, doesn't it? There's going to be a lot of people up there with a lot of diplomas, a lot of houses, a lot of buildings, a lot of land, a lot of cars, and they're not going to be up there. And they're going to stand before God and say, how do you expand my kingdom? That's where it all ends up, right there, that day before Him, what we're doing. Amen? Oh, hallelujah. Let's go to Acts 5. Everybody all right?
Yeah.
It's like another one of those teachings of laboring under the Lord. Acts chapter 5. And verse 1. But a certain man named what? Ananias, with Sapphira, his wife, sold a possession, and he kept back part of the proceeds, his wife also being aware of it, and brought a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet. And Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Spirit and keep back the part of the price of the land for yourself? He was mindful of the things of man, wasn't he? And he ended up dying. There wouldn't be too many people left these days if it was still that way. There wouldn't be too many people left, man. Hallelujah. Well, praise be to God. So we don't want to keep back, do we? We don't want to be mindful of the things of man. But the one thing we must do is complete what God has given us. It's so important. Be faithful what God has given you. If you're faithful with that, don't get swayed out of position to be doing other things. Do what God... I always share with everybody, if you pay God's bills, He'll pay yours. If you try to pay your bills before paying God's bills, you're in trouble. 1 Corinthians chapter 16. Verse 1 and 2. Hallelujah. Read it with me. Now concerning the collection for the saints, as I have given orders to the churches of Galatia, so you must do also. Now Paul gave orders on how to collect money. He said, on the first day of the week, let each of you lay aside something, storing up as he may prosper, that there will be no collections when I come. Cool. One of the things that happens, you know, God expects us to lay things aside to store up, to prosper. You know, so many times, something's come across our path where we didn't have the money to help someone. Hello? You know why? Because it's been spent on the things mindful of man. You know, we have to be so careful, especially where some of us have come from. Well, we've lost a lot of things. In fact, some of us have lost everything. I was one of them that lost everything. And as God began to prosper me, I didn't go out and start spending all kinds of things right away. Cell phones, clothes, this, that, whatever. Because I knew I still had other obligations and things I needed to do. And I knew God was testing me to be faithful what He gave me to take care of. So no matter what, I mean, I was willing to do whatever it took. In fact, because I knew certain obligations had to be met, I went out and sold my 46 Chrysler limo so I could take care of it. You know, I wanted to show God. I said, you know, Lord, I want to show you that I want to take care of my obligations, no matter what it is. I'll find a way to work. I'll find a way to whatever it is, Lord. But I want to take care of my obligations. And I showed Him my faithfulness. And as I began to do that, other doors began to open up supernaturally. Supernatural increases, supernatural things began to happen. You know, people go out and spend all kinds of money on cars because God blesses them. and then they get a car payment that's huge. And now they're laboring for the car payment. You know what I'm saying? Where they go out and spend stuff, and they have nothing that they can rely on. Nothing that they can bless someone in time of need. Nothing that can rescue them in a time of emergency. That's wisdom from God. And the bottom line of it is because there wasn't faithfulness in completing what God asked. Amen. Taking the seed and allowing it to be corrupted and not watering it and getting moved out of position. So that, you know what, God can't bless something that's constantly going, kush, kush, running from one thing to another. Amen? It's like playing tag, you know. When we were little kids, we'd be running tag. Gotcha. Well, God's been running around sometimes trying to get us. Gotcha. But the thing is He can't bless us until we get in position. In other words, when people come into the discipleship house, all of a sudden they start finding all kinds of blessings happening to them. You know why? They're in position. The thing is now we got to learn what happens when God begins to give us the seed to be faithful with it and do the right things with it and stay in position so it can grow and bear fruit, because that fruit must grow so it can return to you more seed. If you plant the seed and go somewhere else, in the spirit, and that fruit grows, and the seeds begin to produce, there's no one there to gather the seed. Does everybody understand that? So that's why we have to allow God to build the house, and not us. Remember, His ways and His thoughts are much higher than yours and mine. Amen? Hallelujah. In 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 17. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 17. It says, command those who are rich in this present age not to be haughty, nor to trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God, who gives us richly all things to enjoy. Now God wants us to enjoy life, doesn't He? He doesn't want us to lack. He doesn't want us to be in poverty. He wants us to enjoy life. Amen? So we got to stay in position, don't we? Let them do good, that they be rich in good works, ready to give, willing to share, storing up for themselves a good foundation for the time to come, that they may lay hold on eternal life. Hallelujah. I'll turn to Psalm 1. Well, the Bible says, no worky, no eaty. Amen. No worky, no eaty. So, okay, now look it. So we talked about the things that God is saying, my ways are much higher than yours. So what He's trying to do is give us counsel, isn't He? Amen? Let's start at verse 1. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, which means mindful of the ways of man, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in His law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. Amen. In fact, the Bible says that God has given us power for wealth, but we got to use it. And let's end with Hebrews 13. So when we want to be wise as a serpent, and gentle as a dove. Oh, to God be the glory. Everybody, Hebrews 13 and verse 15. Let's read it. Therefore, by him, let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God, that is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. But do not forget to do good and to share, for with such sacrifices, God is well pleased. And we want to please him, don't we?
Amen.
Amen? It's just a simple, quick teaching about supernatural increase. And we want a supernatural increase. But we must walk and be led by the supernatural voice. Amen? We must take the counsel of the Spirit. That's why he's given us the Spirit. So that he can give us his anointed seed and his anointed soil to bring an anointed supernatural increase. Amen. Let's not grow weary. Let's go forward. Don't look back. Amen. What's gone is gone. What's yesterday is yesterday. You can start over right now today. Amen. You can start right over now today and begin to do the right things before the eyes of God. You start taking care of God's things. He starts taking care of your things. And the purpose is it to bless you. Amen. And we all want to be blessed to expand the kingdom of God. So that we can help those in need. You know, it's a terrible thing to see a kid who needs some food or clothing and you haven't got a dime in your pocket because of misuse of the seeds of God. Amen? Come on. The world is supposed to look at us. Our light is supposed to shine. In God's presence, in his wisdom, and in his prosperity. Amen? Father, we give you all the glory and honor and praise. And we thank you, Lord. And I'm asking that you'll give everyone discernment in this house and how to handle your seed, Lord. Because it's your seed, your soil, and your increase. Now I pray a blessing to those who have sowed financially in this soil. And I ask, Lord, that you'll give them a double return. A double return. A double hundredfold, Lord. Keep them in position to receive what's been spoken over them tonight. And guide them according to your will and your way. And to you be all the glory in Jesus' name. And everybody said,
Amen,
amen and hallelujah.
Hallelujah.